It's Podcast Mosh, the greatest podcast in all the world, brought to you by Lich King. Lich King, because thrash metal needed a Manowar. TM, recorded live at PDP Studios in beautiful downtown Greenfield, Massachusetts.
Hi.
Whoa.
I just wanted to yell.
Hey.
Whoa, what are you
doing here? I broke my microphone.
Hey, guys.
He doesn't need it. We don't want to hear him anyways, right, guys?
I don't have a pair of headphones.
Yeah. They're nodding.
It's episode 20.
The big 2-0.
Oh, yeah.
Bullshit.
Podcast Moss turns 20 episodes old today.
No headphones. Mike has no headphones, and he's just stating things that are about him or facts about his body or clothes.
We have no more headphones, Mike.
Sure.
That means you got to talk into your microphone.
Sure. Yeah.
Sacrifices.
He's just rubbing his neck on the microphone. Yeah. Hey, remember that time we had a Patreon and we got to do stuff for that?
Yeah, yep. And then we stopped.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And then we didn't have, and then Tom quit the band, and then we didn't do anything.
I like not doing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you quit the band.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting paid, son.
Not for being in the band.
No, certainly not. But it's nice.
Metal found its way, but not in anyone's wallet.
We need a "the more you know" noise for like Mike when he says things.
Everybody introduce yourselves. We're going to do that.
I'm hungry.
My name's Wallet, and I don't belong in you.
I'm angry.
I'm sneezy.
I'm sleepy.
I'm sleepy, too.
I have an allergy.
I guess I'm Joe.
I'm Brian.
I'm Nick.
I'm Tom.
I'm Julie.
I'm Mike.
Julie has a microphone.
Yes, I do.
Holy fuck.
Yay. We are Lich King plus 1.5.
Special friend.
Yeah.
Special guest.
This is like her third or fourth appearance, I believe.
Third? I want to say third.
She's been on a few times.
Yeah.
Welcome!
Thanks, but woo! I'm not going to, you know,
what,
keep yapping or anything.
Courteous. There she goes again.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, shut up.
So we were really hungry, and we talked about getting some food.
Yep.
And then Brian put mics in front of us, and here we are eating.
No, that's not what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
Everybody sat around for half an hour while I set up mics, and we could have had pizza in that time.
Put mics in front of us, and we're not eating.
We could have gone to the hangar. That is true. We also could have drove to New Jersey and then killed ourselves. There's plenty of options we could have done.
That's what we do after the hangar.
It's kind of nice that for once we don't have food going in Joe's mouth while he's got a microphone in front of him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that.
I'm getting tired of cleaning off these pop filters.
You know there's poop after Joe in the goes beer to town. Now. There's poop particles in beers.
I read a follow-up article that was bullshit.
Yeah, of course it was bullshit.
I mean, if you...
Maybe it was beard shit.
If you take a dump and then itch your beard.
They found like a cheese head or something. Like they found like a homeless man. Like, hey, can we test your beard real quick? We have an article to write.
what a great idea. Like, oh, let's take this, you know, fad. Not that beards are fad. Beards aren't amazing, you know.
They kind of are a fad right now.
They kind of are.
Yeah,
with
it's been bastardized, but either
and
way.
Craft beers, there's a beer involved. Like,
what? Precisely. Anyways.
Yeah. No, that's pretty
way,
much
way
the
to
thing.
Just like spin yeah. something that you know people are going to talk about.
Right.
I appreciate that sort of thing. I like it.
Yeah, good poopy beard.
Good old poopy like good, beard.
It's just like a good shit
I was,
beard.
I was waiting for words of wisdom from Mike.
Yeah.
We should just
frequently stop and ask Mike for words of wisdom. Like, give us the last Mike word on the moment.
It's like a good old shit beard to run your fingers through at the end of the day.
Mike, give us some wisdom about the rapidly dwindling bee population.
The bee?
Yeah, what? The bees.
Oh, the bees.
Words of wisdom.
Bees deserve to die. they collect honey, and then after that, they should just die off. They sting around. They think they own the place. But in the end, they should just make the honey, smear it on bread, and die.
The wisdom of mine.
They own the place. There's a flock of bees walks into a bar and be like, hey, what's up? we own this place.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of it.
A bunch of mealworms are like, come on, man, let's just be cool here. Yeah. And they're like, no, and they start a big brawl.
I'm so tired of
causing
it.
A scene. And a ruckus.
I'm so tired of it.
Mike's already breaking our microphone rule.
Mm.
And not talking into it. His point it at your fucking mouth. Point it at your goddamn mouth.
These bees think they own the place, but man, like we're gonna come back and let them know who's going around.
Who is we?
Who's humans? Going the right round? Yeah.
Humans, us, like the people in this room, people in general.
Is the fight here
everywhere.
Humans between humans and bees?
Humans and bees are gonna fight to the death to let they know.
Wow, I've never seen Brian giggle like that.
Yeah,
he turned away from
different.
The microphone so he could giggle. Get on microphone if you're going to giggle like a girl.
No, I'm good.
That
I'm
was
good.
A new kind of laugh.
I was about to bring up our Patreon so we could thank our sponsors and stuff.
Yes.
I'm hungry. Too hard.
Shut up! Joe, it's food. It's always food.
Joe, eat this fruit snack.
Fruit snack.
You want fruit snack?
This podcast is brought to you by Sophia's Pizza and Wings.
Try again.
Hold on. I'm throwing him another fruit snack.
Full pizzas, full wings, shitty tips.
Don't just do them.
Well, it's open.
I know, but...
What's with you and throwing fruit snacks tonight?
Well, yeah. It's not just tonight. It's been a running gag with me for like a month now.
Well,
you need some new snacks. Material.
They
it's
throw really easily. You have a pack of fruit snacks, you can bash Brian in the head pretty good.
No, yeah.
I don't have a full one right now. So Brian, you're safe. But I'll throw an individual fruit snack.
I was
at you
with
right
Brian and Joe when we bought those on tour.
Oh, why are we snacking up?
That was Nick.
Hey, scroll down.
See, now Joe's chewing, smacking noises into the microphone.
It was
as
intentional.
Usual.
Intentional.
Mike, do you have any wisdom about chewing into the microphone?
We're going to have to edit this like a bunch.
Yeah.
We've done nothing for the past like couple of minutes.
It's because we want food and we can't think of anything else.
Yeah, that's true.
My fireworks right by me.
All right, I'm going to fly through this.
Thinking
just
people.
Because
thinking,
every time we do this,
it
gets fucked up. Thank you, people. Thank you, Jameson Hunt. Thank you, Carl Jenkins. Thank you, Josh Weaver. Thank you, Anthony Duran.
I hate that guy.
Thank you,
Wilkins.
Don Merla. We're not there yet. Thank you, D. Westbrook. Thank you, Chris Skelp.
That guy sucks.
Thank you, Adam Delareed. Delareed.
Lard.
No, it's not Delareed. Thank you, Gerard.
Gerard is the worst.
Thank you, Honeydew Wilkins.
There he is.
Thank you, Jacob Williams.
Boo.
Thank you, Tim Thomas. And thank you, Earl Deathpit Gilmore.
Earl Deathpit. That's not your name.
It's in his name.
No.
It's his middle name.
That's what it says.
You don't
right
make
there.
Up your middle name.
Middle
your middle
name,
is not your band.
I'm going to, I bet you.
You idiot.
I'm going to go have my name legally changed just for you, Tom. What should
I'm
it be,
Brian Lich King Westbrook, and I'm here to sell you a car.
That is pretty much what he does, though.
Joe Thigap Nickerson.
Yeah.
What?
He's got the electric triangle legs.
I'm David Van Lee Halen Ruff.
Vin. Nice. We need to do a Google Hangout and a Skype call with somebody for $5. Also, we get to give away a thing again.
Yeah.
Cool.
Giving away stuff.
Hang out with us?
Who's the lucky person who will get some stuff?
You want to give away shit right now? Give it away another CD?
Yeah.
We'll do that. We can do that.
I don't think I have any say.
Wait, I think Honeydew
I
Wilkins
like people getting
owns
prizes
all of our CDs.
I don't think Honeydew Wilkins is in the you get a free thing tier.
Aha.
Whoa. So,
eat shit.
Yeah.
Boom.
We've got
Honeydew
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Was it Josh Weaver that won it last time? Does anybody remember? I think so. So he's not. He's disqualified. He already won once.
You're out, buddy. You suck.
We'll reset it when everybody wins. Or
what do we? What do we give Josh Weaver?
We give him a copy of.
We give him a Honeydew.
I think a copy of. Yeah. It was a CD. We asked him which one he wanted. I think it was Born of the Bomb.
Oh
yeah,
that's the wrong one.
What
you chose poorly?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We so could, everybody has a 1.125% chance of winning right now.
For the alternate prize, I suggest we pop one of these party poppers into the envelope. And send him the little confetti bits.
Oh, he got the lyrics for I Quit, too.
Oh.
Yeah. We have 175 copies of Talk to Zombie Onslaught on vinyl right now. And we're giving them away to the next 175 listeners right this second.
Yeah. First caller.
The first caller is...
You kind of set up the joke. What did you have in mind?
No, no, I thought
somebody else was going to like chime in. Like,
I was waiting for somebody to.
All right, I'm going to generate a random number 1 through 8.
Generate.
You guys
generate.
Ready?
And you get a ready? Toxic Zombie Onslaught vinyl.
Here we go. Here we go.
I'm so excited. I'm not.
3.
Oh shit!
Who is number 3? The answer is.
Josh Weaver.
Josh Weaver, no. You get a Toxic Zombie Onslaught vinyl.
No, he won last time. We can't do that again.
No, I know.
So, Anthony.
Anthony Duran, you win Choice of Your Lich King CD. Mm. That isn't Necromantic Maelstrom or Toxic Zombie Onslaught, because we don't have those.
There's no vinyl either.
If you want a digital copy, we can do that. In fact, we could send you 2.
You're also going to get a snazzy Lich King pen, and that's not a joke.
We're getting a pen? Lich King pen?
I have a Lich King pen, yeah.
A pen?
Huh? Yeah, sometimes you like get Lich King promotional stuff. Like, I got that Lich King flashlight the one time.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, this one says, this pen says Lich King on it. Yeah, it's pretty great.
I like it. One of a kind.
Whenever you need to write a hate paragraph, you could use your Lich King pen.
I'm going
to
message Anthony right now.
Yeah.
Wait.
I recommend you plunge it into your eye.
Yeah, yeah.
You piece of shit.
Listening to this awful.
Whoever has a Lich King pen is probably is lower than scum.
Yeah.
I've had it for quite a while.
I don't know Anthony Durant, but I know I want him dead. He's absolutely insufferable.
Those pens.
Yeah.
Oh, so Anthony's from Oakland.
Yes, he is.
Where a very fun thing happened that night at the Metro.
With the
particular heckler.
Heckler?
I wasn't there, but I saw the video. I saw the videos.
So no.
That was in Oakland?
Yeah.
The Black Metal Sucks heckler?
Yep.
Huh.
I wanted to go back and forth with her, but I really couldn't hear what she was saying.
That was executed perfectly, though.
I did all
like,
right.
Like, that was, it was gorgeous.
Aw.
You're not talking into your mic again.
Yeah.
How am I...
Your lips gotta touch it.
I have, like, this whole area to go in, but, like, it has to be right here. This has to be a 57. It's a 57, isn't it?
It's a 58.
Mike.
It's a 58.
If your lips aren't touching, Brian is a fussing.
Okay, so...
why is this happening?
That keeps on popping up.
What is that?
You know, what's going on there?
This is what happens on Patreon.
It's Laura Croft.
With Patreon nipples.
A well-endowed Laura Croft.
How is that supposed to be Laura Croft? I don't
what
see
is
it.
Me talking know. Into the mic have
it's
to do with hentai?
It's a brunette with a gun.
That's God. It?
Boom, Laura Croft.
Why is this happening on Patreon? I don't get it.
I'm not complaining.
So.
Can we pledge to that?
Yeah. Lich King can pay for that, right?
I think it's a good use of our band funds.
They already pay for my Netflix subscription.
What?
Lich Flex.
Lich Flex? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Lich King pays for my Netflix subscription.
No, they don't. Shut up.
That's a whole $7. Yeah. $8.
A month.
Is that really how cheap it is?
It's $8 a month.
I've never paid for Netflix. I've just leached whoever.
Dude, I have
so $8.
I have 4 or 5 leechers.
No, I've always had Netflix.
Yeah.
Just never my own. I just, like, hey, man, let's watch something. Log in, then I use their Netflix.
One of my good friends lives in Boston, and him and his roommates leech off of me. They leech.
They're leechers.
Leech hard. Yeah.
They've embraced it, though. They have, like, the profiles.
Yeah, exactly.
Northeastern.
So watcher.
Is that...
Yep.
Are you near right there?
Yeah, dude. It's, Northeastern's right by the Common. It's downtown.
Where is, like, the, I remember I went there, and they brought me to a guitar center in Boston. That might be the actual one that you work at.
Was it big or small?
It's relatively small.
Yeah, it was a mass ave. It's not the real store. It's the string kiosk for Berkeley students.
Okay.
Nah.
But I went to this soul food place on the corner. It's like this jazz concert hall.
Yeah.
Where they sell, then there's like amazing food. And yeah.
I awesome. Know the spot you're talking about.
It's on the corner.
Yep. They call that area
I'm surprised I haven't ran into you then. I hang out there all the time.
All night.
Oh, I've been there once.
You know, the Berkeley kids, they call that the Berkeley Beach, that little strip there, all the stores, which I think is horrible.
That's a terrible
living
name.
Living in Boston is terrible. I hear terrible things pricing-wise, you know.
Conversations terrible. With Nick and Mike.
Yeah. Best podcast ever.
Anyway,
yeah, we actually started to have a Nick conversation. And
20th podcast
just
celebration.
Yeah,
20th
like
podcast is the best one we've ever done. 20th podcast. Congratulations, Lich King. We made it to 20 podcasts.
Turn your radio off.
Da, 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 da.
Bow. Bam.
Two people having a good time, but it's the worst time in the world.
So we've successfully wasted 20 hours.
More than that.
Yeah.
I think
some podcasts are less. So I think that kind of balances out.
Yeah, maybe.
So if you put them together, you've at least got a full day of us just being stupid.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
wasting time that we should have been spending doing stuff.
Like eating food.
Yeah, that. And
we should be eating food.
I know, I'm hungry.
Don't have a singer, but we're...
Whoa,
what?
Oh,
that was not announced.
I have to actually bleep that one legally.
That one actually has to. Yeah.
Second time, don't have a singer, but we're...
Oh my God.
Mike, you're making more work for me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But it's the truth, you're and fired. It's hilarious, and no one's taken any sort of...
action.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're looking for a singer.
Hey, we
How
need a vocalist.
We've got some people. We've got some prospects.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In fact, we'll play some of the best ones of them right now. Weren't those
You've
great?
Heard of the beast
wow.
of the things.
Heard of the beast.
Yeah.
That second guy was, man.
Which second guy?
The second one.
The second one.
I don't remember which one was the second.
The second one that we just
the
played.
Second guy, yeah, the second one was the one that was like, you've heard of the beast.
Oh my God.
No one knew that one?
No, I'm not familiar.
I heard it a couple of times.
Hey, we need a vocalist.
Yeah.
Go on our Facebook, go on the interwebs net.
God, stop calling it the interwebs in a funny way.
It wasn't funny.
It's the stupidest.
You're the stupidest. We need
May
a vocalist.
May the force be with you.
No, also dumb, but whatever.
You.
Same thing.
Yeah. Go online. We have vocal auditions. Download them. Be our vocalist. Come on tour with us to places that are not here and things.
Lug gear. Set up merch tables.
Yeah. Make
you
no money.
Won't
it's
have
so much
to
fun.
Set up the merch tables because if you're new to the band, you will probably not have to do anything.
See new and foreign lands.
Yeah.
Meet interesting people.
Drink
and food.
Beer and eat food for free.
Meat food.
Hang out with that one girl in some place that you'll be like, I think she likes me, but then it turns out she doesn't.
Meet great people, since it's Jason.
Oh, that happened to Scott.
Oh, yeah. Well, Scott's probably listening. So I'm not going to say what I was about to say.
Now you have to say it off, Mike. Okay, we just turned the show back on. Nick was so mean.
Oh, wow.
The worst.
It was such an edit.
I can't believe I said that.
Mean.
What an asshole.
Mike's
just staring
at the wall.
I like the singer. By that, I mean the guy spinning music between each band.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That's the whore that likes the singer, I guess.
My head's not in this today, I don't think.
Me neither. This is the worst I've ever... Fuck, man. fuck. I'm out.
Put your mouth up to it.
All right. So, we need a vocalist. Still.
I think we're quitting.
Yeah, actually, you know
we're
what?
We're all quitting.
Everybody's
quitting.
I think
I'm done, boys.
Litching quits.
We're all
I think
done.
I'm out.
Yeah. We're all out.
Yeah.
So, if I want to maybe have a career path, start saving, maybe buy a house or something.
All terrible decisions.
Get a dog. Meet a nice girl.
The spaghetti lamp. Yeah. The spaghetti
have some little ninos.
Find Jasa.
I'm going to find
Jasa. Marry that woman.
You know what?
Settle down.
If everybody quits, I'm going to announce my return just so I can have it all to myself and make all the decisions again and do it from home because that was awesome. I'm also going to say that a bunch of people are doing it with me. I'm going to continue the illusion that there's a bunch of people doing it.
You like the drums on Toxic Zombie? Well, you gotta check these out.
Tom just makes a bunch of little finger puppets. Yeah. Names like Nick and
Hulk
Joe
Hogan,
and
Tyrannosaur. Mike. Yeah, it'll be great.
I still can't believe that people, like on certain websites, list us as band members as like Brian, Hulk Hogan, Westbrook.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, God.
Wait, is that real?
Yeah, some people still do that. Like, they still associate Tom's fake characters in the band with people that
actually
are in the band now.
I didn't know anything about that. So, so Tom, you initially had fake members named like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, it was in 2007 when, like, I didn't take any of this too very seriously. Like, and I was like, I'll just pretend it's a bunch of people and I'll just say it was like Darth Vader on bass and bullshit and bullshit. Yeah. And I regret this now, and it's the same mindset that allowed me to release Black Metal Sucks as a song. It was like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, no one's paying attention. And then I only started getting serious around World Gone Dead. That's why those first two albums don't really exist.
So there was the T-Rex, that was the singer.
Yeah, a fucking
Hulk Hogan
Tyrannosaur
was the drummer.
Yep.
Darth Vader was the bassist. And Sylvester Stallone and...
No.
No?
Nope. Pretty sure.
Who else was it?
Oh, I think maybe there was Rambo. I don't know.
Rambo and the Hulk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Hulk.
Yes.
Wait, so it was the Hulk
and
Hulk Hogan?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I've always thought that was funny.
That's a good time.
Two Hulks. Can't go wrong with that.
And the Hulk Hogan wears Hulk hands.
I think Mike's Hulk, the Hulk, because you're just...
Just a piece of shit. Is that what you're saying, Joe?
Yeah,
because he just pulls right through topics.
Yeah, with this terrible Joe.
Bruce Banner at Slasher Tires.
What is that a thing?
Joe. Bruce, what? Did I say his name wrong?
No, Bruce Banner. But you slashed his tires. What?
Yeah, like I slashed.
Make him angry.
Like, right, yeah.
And he would see that and he'd be like, "Man, keep it cool." Okay, it's not a big deal. Just change the tires.
Count to ten.
Yeah,
I got an interview.
Marvel movies and any action hero movies would be good without the 3 hours of talking.
They're good as is, and go to hell.
X-Men could rot and fuck.
No. X-Men 2, one of the best superhero movies ever made.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah, let's go into this hall or to this very quiet room with this complete asshole in a wheelchair and talk for 3 hours before any sort of action comes, and then his senses kind of blows the door away, and then there's some sort of like piece of shit. Like fucking action cloud that like goes through the walls, and then like somehow there's some sort of like terrible thing going on.
I don't know.
Ah, this piece of shit. I hate that fucking X-Men bullshit, man.
You lost me at action cloud.
Action cloud. I think Mike describing movies is almost as good as me.
Movies
I haven't seen.
Yeah, okay. Let's try another one. Mike, describe the happenings in The Godfather.
Somebody get upset and they die. They get killed. They get hurt.
Someone got pregnant. They had a kid. They named him the Godfather, right?
No, not even that.
He's like it's like a dad, like a nanny.
Somebody got really upset, and they got corrected. You know, like that's what happened.
They get a horse.
They get corrected, and the couple of other people that were doing wrong got corrected, and that's the end of the movie. And they had to make 3 movies out of that, like Lord of the Rings.
That was a dud. You've seen The Godfather, right?
They couldn't just cut through the mountain and fucking drop the ring in the goddamn lava. they had to make 3 fucking terrible goddamn 3-hour-long movies
terrible.
Of this piece
Those movies
of
were
shit.
Not terrible. Whoa.
Mike is inflammatory.
I'm so angry right now.
Mike, I'm with you on superhero movies because they're all the same.
No, they're not.
Lord of the Rings is better than X-Men.
Correct.
Fucking horse shit in a wheelchair. that's X-Men. Horse shit in a wheelchair.
that's the tagline for X-Men 4.
You don't talk about Professor X that way.
X-Men 4. Horse shit in a wheelchair. Days of Future Past.
I'm going to make a prediction right now.
Mike and Tom will never be movie pals. You are so opposite.
So angry at him.
I have such talking good
the fucking
movie
Mike
taste. No, I have such good movie taste.
Mike hates sci-fi, fantasy, and pretty much any fiction.
I hate talking for 3 hours in a wheelchair.
Okay? You hate people in wheelchairs.
I'm telling you right now.
That's real nice.
It's not terrible. I'm just saying, like, this. Man, it's just like. The first Avengers was awesome. Like, it was like action, straightforward. Like, they like there was different all the different characters had like their moves, and like it's like oh, we got a Hulk, the bestest, like the piece of shit guy with the long hair back and forth, the
Loki.
Hulk guy. Yeah, that piece of shit scumbag. You know, like, I don't know. It's just like the people that you hate want to be destroyed, and that's what I go to the movies for. You know?
Well,
My Cousin Vinny is
this.
The best movie in the world.
Okay, I was just going to say, name your top three movies, favorites.
I couldn't say top three.
But My Cousin Vinny's at the
My
top.
My Cousin Vinny is up there in comedy
Oh,
wise.
God.
That movie, like comedy-wise, that movie's up there. My Cousin Vinny. I just watched that the other day.
And laughed myself silly.
He watches it once a month. So, you know, bring him back to his roots.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Describe the events in My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah, give us a synopsis.
Give us a mic description.
I've never seen this movie. Tell me why I should like it.
You've never seen it?
No, why would I watch movies?
He doesn't watch movies.
He's not a movie guy.
Oh, man.
It's established.
It's hilarious. How have you not seen it?
Because I don't watch movies that much.
It's just arguing, and that's it.
That sounds
that's
like
it.
A great time.
Put in a wheelchair. It's
Joe
wrong
Pesci.
For some reason.
Yeah. Joe Pesci. And arguing.
Is he in a wheelchair?
No, that's the better part of it.
Thank God, too, because, whoa.
Is there an action cloud involved and some guy with long hair who's a piece of shit?
No, but I'm just saying, like, I went to see an X-Men movie, fucking sat there for 3 hours, like
They never made a three-hour X-Men movie.
All right, 2.5.
No.
And for 2 hours, he was just talking and just like, they're explaining how they're going to attack, how they're going to do all this bullshit. It's like, God damn it, man. Like, I paid $12 to see this piece of shit.
You sincerely like, did not absorb this movie. Whichever one it was, you did
X-Men,
not get it.
Man. I hate the movies so goddamn much. Oh, I can't get over how much I hate X-Men movies. But
I'm just not big on superhero movies in general.
Superheroes like,
no,
are great.
You're right.
We've already gone off Joe. What are you doing? You're ruining me.
I just watched
The Dark Knight was actually the last superhero movie I saw and I enjoyed. That was actually good. Did you guys like that movie?
Never heard of it.
What?
Yes, that movie was great.
Do you know of these movies?
And the things they have done.
Yeah.
You've heard of The Dark Knight.
You've heard of the things they have done.
Yeah. Age of Ultron just came out. Who saw that?
Nope.
Me.
Just me and Julie, right?
Yep.
You guys suck.
Age of who? What's Ultron?
Avengers, Age of Ultron.
I know it's Avengers, but who? I don't even know who the Avengers are. They
Ultron
Marvel?
Is a... Yes, it's all Marvel.
Okay.
He's a robot guy.
Which one? Ultron is who?
He's a villain. He's a machine villain.
Why is it the age of him?
It's based on a comic that was... It was like a mini-series, comic series called Age of Ultron, where... Ultron pretty much takes over the world. Although they didn't really, duplicate much of the plot in the movie that
I saw. Who's in the Avengers?
Well, you got Hawkeye, who's your dipshit guy with bow and arrow that makes fun of himself a lot in the movie because he's pretty useless.
Wait, I should be describing who's in the Avengers.
Okay. Brian, who's in the Avengers?
Hawkeye, who's a dipshit guy with a bow and arrow.
Oh, that's a really clever observation.
I want to say the Hulk is in it as well.
What does the Hulk do?
He grows green and big when he gets angry. He was Bruce Banner.
The first Avengers was amazing. I like that movie a lot. But
the first Avengers?
The first Avengers?
Whatever. There's like 10 fucking Avengers in wheelchairs.
No,
like
the first Avenger, that's Captain America in Canada.
Yeah.
We figured that out. Yeah, he's not Captain America in the rest of the world. It'd be dumb.
Yeah.
The first Avengers movie.
I know. I got that. Yes. Okay. I'm just pointing
I didn't
out.
For a second. That's why I asked.
Yes. I think the Hulk is part of it. I think Captain America is part of it.
What's Captain America do? What are his powers?
He's got a shield that's got a star on it. He flings it at people. He wears a dumb blue mask and looks like the Tick, but not really.
Yeah.
The Tick?
The Tick?
Nick knows the Tick.
You know the Tick. Tick Timney. Nick Nimney. I don't know. Don't worry about it. Oh god, this is where I have no idea. What's her face from How I Met Your Mother is the girl. There's one of the girls in it.
What's her powers?
She's not a superhero. She's just like runs stuff.
Okay.
She's like an organizer thing. She's like a...
She's the face.
Yeah.
The
Shabotsky?
Yeah, Shabotsky.
Is it Shabotsky?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Kobe Smulders. Cool. Yes.
Why would you know her from a sitcom?
Because I've watched that sitcom and I've never watched an Avengers movie.
Oh, this is... Exhibit A, Your Honor, why Brian Westbrook is a piece of shit that should be stomped under a boot.
I watch TV shows and not movies.
He is a paradox, truly.
That is the worst thing
why
about
would
you
I
that
watch
I know.
The Avengers? Why, I don't,
all right, cut this off. Have you finished Breaking Bad yet?
Yeah, of course I have.
Okay.
I haven't started Better Call Saul yet.
Oh, okay.
That's like next on my list.
Were you happy with how...
Breaking Bad ended?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
it was
throughout
great.
The whole show, you're happy with it.
Happy with everything in that show. That show was a fucking work of art.
It's the absolute best show.
It is. You're correct.
Julie just finished it recently. We just wrapped it up.
It's so good.
It's
so awesome.
No spoilers for anybody.
No, I loved all of it, and I would watch it again.
Every woman actress in Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul is a complete bitch.
That's not true. Better Call Saul, the lawyer lady, she's very nice.
No.
Spoiler
she's
all right,
but she's got a deep voice. So I label her as a man,
blah,
so she's a dick.
Blah, 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 blah. What?
All right. No. Okay. Well, Skylar is a great woman. Like, she's
Skylar's
awesome.
Skylar's great, yeah. But she's a bitch sometimes.
It's yeah,
a
but it's shame. Not her fault. Her
it's a real
her
shame Jesse Pinkman had to shoot her at the end of the last season. Just shot her dead in cold blood.
Yeah.
She killed her. Real shame. Killed himself.
Yeah.
It was sad.
I would have done the same.
It was
if that would have happened.
Yeah. When Walt Jr. picked up Holly, his own sister, and beat his dad to death with the baby.
Oh, man.
He really snapped after all those things happened.
Yep.
And I was like, that is dark.
That was so much better than the Holly joke I was going to go with.
Yeah.
He joined the neo-Nazis and killed the Spanish lady and her child.
The Spanish lady.
Man, it was a terrible story.
Was she Spanish?
She was.
No.
Lydia?
No. She was like. Just
no, no.
Weird.
Jesse Pinkman's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she was nice.
She was very nice. She didn't deserve a bullet in the head, but she was very nice. No, she did.
If she were nicer, she would have deserved it.
Yeah.
She would really earn it.
So who
this
else?
He got ice cream to cook meth. No, anyway.
Who else is in the Avengers? Let's see.
So you've got Hulk.
I've got
Kobe Smulders.
The best part of the Avengers is when the Hulk grabbed Loki and just like smashed him back.
Piece of
and
shit
forth.
Long hair.
Guys. Oh, the piece of shit long hair.
So there's Loki, the Hulk. Captain America. Oh, no.
The piece of shit long hair.
There's no Batman or Superman or Spider-Man, I'm pretty sure. I don't think any three of them are in it. Because two of those guys are DC.
Oh, that's some deep color.
Right, yeah. For not being into superheroes, you do
wait,
know a decent
wait, Spider-Man
amount.
Is...
You knew what was
Spider-Man
even
is Marvel,
Avengers.
But he's not in Avengers.
Depends on the continuity.
Yeah,
well,
true.
Okay, fine.
Not in these movies.
Yeah, go by the movies.
Who's the water... Aquaman? Is he in anything?
Yeah, he's in the Avengers. What are
Stop.
His powers?
You're lying to me.
He throws salt water in your eyes.
Take that!
Take that.
Stings.
Take that.
Stings.
Here's a jellyfish to the jaw. Like, that's like...
He turns into an octopus and squirts ink. I don't fucking know.
See, now Brian's trying to be silly guy.
No, I honestly don't know. Like, he makes...
Okay.
He turns into water. I don't know.
I'll give you one.
He
Black
lives in the
Widow.
Ocean.
What does Black Widow do?
I'm thinking she's a spider.
She makes webs.
Of some sort.
Like around your... She inconveniences
She's like Spider Woman, but also poisonous.
She's the reason Spider-Man's not in the movie, because you get too many of the same
Yeah, exactly.
People,
you can't have two spiders. So she's there as the strong female spider lead.
Good. Brian, a new Avenger to this movie is the Vision. What are his powers?
He's the opposite of what's-his-face from X-Men, who has no vision. There's the dude.
Daredevil.
Yeah, no.
Scott Summers. Cyclops.
Daredevil
Cyclops.
Yeah,
he has vision. He can see. He has eyes.
No, but he's like. Oh wait, I'm thinking. I'm confused.
So it's the opposite of Daredevil.
I was thinking visor.
The Daredevil's blind.
I was thinking Geordi LaForge from Star Trek.
Man.
There you go. Whoops.
You know,
confusing things.
Kind of a segue. You know who doesn't have vision in the Marvel Universe? Daredevil.
so good.
And
is he also in the Avengers?
Daredevil TV show just came out on Netflix.
Oh, I've heard that's good.
It's freaking great.
It's amazing.
I love it. I'm on my second watch through with Julie now, and I'm going to watch it a third time, certainly. It's wonderful.
Am I going to like it?
No.
Okay, then.
Well, maybe Colby Smulders will come in.
Maybe
she will. Somebody will make a lame sex joke, and you can be like,
we lost Nick.
Nick, aww. Superheroes, come on.
Doing laundry.
Okay.
I love superheroes.
Guys, let's talk about video games really quick while he's gone. Go.
Oh, my
Video games, go. Quick.
Dungeon of the Endless.
Dungeon of the Endless.
It's so good and getting better. Oh, my God.
Rogue Legacy.
What?
Rogue Legacy, is that the game I'm thinking of? Play it. It's a roguelike platformer hack and slash game. It's a lot of fun.
Interesting. I was never a fan of hack and
slash. I've only played for like 10 hours, and I've only beat the first boss. There's four. It's weird. You'll die a lot. You'll die repeatedly, you keep... Every time you die, you take your gold and your stats from the last game and upgrade stuff for your next run.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So it gets easier as you actually learn how to play
exactly.
the game.
Exactly, yep.
I downloaded Clash of Clans on my phone and I removed it a day later.
Thank you.
That's Mike's contribution to Video Game Corner.
Okay. Wow. We've been playing Goat Simulator.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Goat? Awesome.
Yeah.
Goat Simulator?
Oh, yeah,
you can do
wheel.
Split screen. Is it on Xbox One?
Yeah.
You can do split screen?
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's fun.
Goat Simulator.
You've never played Goat? You ever seen Goat Simulator? You're a goat. We'll watch a video of it in a little bit after the podcast, and it's a great game.
They're coming out with an expansion, a new expansion.
Yeah, the Goat...
Survival Goat Z, right?
Oh, are they?
Is that what it is?
I didn't hear that.
Goat Z, really?
it's something like that.
Oh my god!
It's like a zombie survival goat.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like DayZ and
also a Goat Z reference.
Yeah, if that's the one. If it's not the one,
oh,
then I'm
shit.
Does anybody have Arma 2 DayZ mod? Does anybody have that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
but I also have the standalone. Like,
the standalone's better.
How impossible and hard is that game?
Are
not
you
really, if you know what you're doing.
Or are you asking for real?
No, I've played it before, but I my friend.
It was glitchy as fuck for a long, and it still
exactly.
is. And there's a standalone now that's like not a mod, and it's better. Still,
I had a camp with like everything in there, but it's like impossible. Like that game is really, really hard.
Didn't they
make a game out of DayZ?
Yes, there's a standalone.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's based on...
Because it used to just be
thing.
A mod off of Arma 2. Yep. And then,
I like H1Z1 a little more.
Yeah.
It's just better put together.
Yeah.
Left 4 Dead 2 is the only game that you should get for a computer.
No.
That's not true.
That's not true.
And Counter-Strike.
You should get Civilization 5.
Mm-hmm.
And
probably SimCity 2000.
Also a great game.
Yes.
I got that free on Origin the other day. I'm like, yeah, give me that shit.
FTL.
FTL is an amazing game.
Yeah, FTL and Dungeons of the Endless are my favorite games right now.
Dungeons and Dragons is a great game.
I mean, yes, it is, but...
No, I don't know what the fuck.
So we've been actually talking about doing another Lich King game. I want to do a PC Lich King gaming night real bad. But we got to find a game that has a ton of people that, like... It's either free to play, so a ton of people can just go download it.
Ugh.
What?
Good luck having fun with that.
What do you mean?
A free to play game?
Yeah.
Yeah, most of them are
like
shit.
What? No. Have you played? I was thinking like, if you played Wolfenstein, the Return of Castle Wolfenstein, the free first person shooter one we've played here before.
Oh, the old one?
The old one, yeah. It's old and it's fun as shit.
It is really fun.
And you can play like 30
on 30.
That would
actually be really great.
It would be
having everyone in there. Oh, that could be really fun.
Yeah, it's like that game is made for giant squads too.
The hard part would be getting people to play it and download it and stuff.
Yeah, but I mean like it's free, so you can just be like, here's the link, go download it, join our server, let's all play. Now, go.
What game is this?
Return to Castle Wolfenstein.
Oh,
it's good. It's good. Very good.
Yeah, it's really old, but it pretty much runs on any computer possible at this point. And it's free. And it's just, you know, squad-based. It's not deathmatch. There's actually objectives for each level. Like, there's one level in particular where one team has to jump.
I don't give a shit about anything you're talking about.
I don't care. I'm going to explain it real quick. One team has to jump on a train to continue make that train move down the tracks. And then they have to go through the length of the level, pick up some goods, bring it back to the end of the train, then shoot a gun, like a giant cannon, basically. So it's deathmatch while this objective based stuff is going on, and it's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, spilling some stuff there.
Stop. God damn it, you're worse than dogs.
We're also playing the Pinball Arcade on Xbox, awesome. Which is
nice.
A bunch of like emulated old, you know, genuine pinball machines.
Oh, yeah. I think I have that as well.
It's really good.
It is awesome.
It's surprisingly excellent.
Didn't they just come out with, what's the one? Adam's Family?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, yes. That's the one I was thinking of.
And also we have been playing Scream Ride, which is an Xbox One exclusive. It's one of those destruction games where you destroy buildings and you go around on little roller coaster tracks.
Speaking of destructive games, holy shit, Just Cause 3. Did you see the trailer for it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's all gameplay.
Dude, there's no way I'm not playing that immediately.
I know. Well,
I guess.
I don't want to spend so much money on games. Like, but that game's Just Cause 2 is one of the best games I've ever played. That mostly because I was not expecting it to be that good.
Yeah, me too.
I just kind of got it like through Gamefly or something.
Yeah,
and I was like, why is this game not huge?
With Just Cause 2, I just got the demo because it was free and I needed something to play, and I was like, oh, this is really fun, and I played through that demo like 40 times in a couple of weeks, and I bought the game, and I just loved it.
Yep. Hi, dogs.
We're trying to get Penny up on the couch here, but she's being coy.
Tucker, go outside. Bye. Don't throw up on everything. He already peed all over the floor upstairs.
Yeah. Ew. Oh, did he?
What a dick.
He's been peeing everywhere today. Mm-hmm.
Tucker.
He's just peeing every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Bladder problem.
What else? I'm trying to think what else I've played lately. I'm finally making my way through Assassin's Creed.
Why?
Because it's good.
Nope.
Beat Brotherhood, and I'm on to Revelations now.
I just got an email from Phantom Fireworks asking me to, or suggesting that I buy fireworks for Mother's Day.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Mama. I made you a display. That's all I could think of. That's my thoughts.
Anthony wrote back.
Oh, did he?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Joe, but Anthony wrote back in Patreon messages.
What'd he say?
Let's read off this idiot's email.
What does he want?
Hell yeah, I won. Here's the info you need. Oh, I've got his address.
Yeah. Read it off live. Just kidding.
I would like do over CD. Okay. Oh, would you like a do over CD? Grammar asshole. You guys kick ass. We know.
What do you mean we? You're not even in the band.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. I went there.
I maintain a presence. I just come by for the podcast.
Video game corner done.
Yay. Can I just say on that note, like, I think I touched on this last time, but it's so rewarding and so freeing not to have to worry about like shows and like be stressed out about that. I know, but like
we know,
but like
it's nice to not have to do things. It's great.
No, that's not. No, it's not. It's not about not doing things. It's not about. I don't know. It turns out I was not show people, but
fair enough.
I just had a topic that I was going to branch to off of this. What was I going to say? Shit.
Refreshing and rewarding, and you can actually work now.
Yeah, I'm actually doing like way good work, and I'm getting paid, and it's nice.
Yay! Money.
That was good.
Oh, we lost two people.
Man,
where we got
with a songwriter like that in the band.
And you're not even paying attention, Joe.
No, I've been gone for a while.
So Nick and Mike disappeared, and they've been replaced with two dogs.
Yeah, good.
Hi, Poppers.
What is happening?
Dogs.
These are babies.
Dogs are happening.
Look at these babies. They're so cute.
Yeah. So obviously, not much has gone in Lich King world because we don't have a singer.
Yeah.
Thanks, asshole.
Screw you. Not my problem anymore.
Womp.
Oh yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like I'm the metal in me. Like I'm metal. I started a metal band. I'm metal, right?
Your arms are made of metal.
No, certainly not.
Your hands are made of steel.
But I'm not feeling metal at all right now. Like I can't even listen to any metal. Like I burned out and left at just the right time. Like if I put metal on, I don't have any interest in listening to it. Like I'll listen to an Exodus song and be like, I know I used to love this. I know Slayer should be doing something to me. I'm just like, there's something clicked in me, and I'm burned out for now, and it's gonna be a while before I can.
Yeah, pull I don't it know. Together now. I'm the same way, dude. I don't listen to music much.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of music. I listen to a lot of everything.
I listen to thrash 24/7 and death metal.
Yeah,
fuck me though.
I honestly don't know the last time I've actually like put on a metal band's record and been like, yeah, I'm going to listen to this now. Because most of the time I'm listening to podcasts or watching YouTube videos or playing video games if I'm not working on music. So,
Did you guys hear about that lady who was in a hostage situation and she got out by using the, the Pizza Hut app?
Yep.
What? Do you know who the
Oh, wait.
Huh?
Her last name is Nickerson.
You're ruining my story. Okay. damn it. So this lady got she was taken hostage and she convinced the guy to let her use her phone or use his phone or whatever to make a Pizza Hut order and to get a delivery. And in the comment section she said 911 hostage help or something like that. And it happened. The people making the pizza called the police. And
now, if you're working at a Pizza Hut and you get 911 hostage help, why would you ever pay attention to that?
Well, they actually explained that. They said that she orders all the time.
Yeah.
And it was like her same order, so they figured she wasn't messing with them.
Okay.
So, like, that's why they didn't disregard it, I guess.
Wow.
And her last name
It's not her last name. The person who took her hostage, his last name was
the
Nickerson.
The person that was hurting her was last name?
Is Ethan Nickerson, which is funny because I've never once seen, like, my last name in anything.
Me neither.
Like news, like credits for something, or anything.
Dude, that's too funny. I was going to send you that story today.
Fucking of course.
I read it on the way here.
First, yeah.
I'm looking at the picture now of, like, her receipt with, like, you know, one large hut, classic pepperoni, 911 hostage help, and they charge for the convenience
fee of $2.75. Yeah,
that's rough.
Pizza Hut charges you a convenience fee to help you out of a hostage situation.
Yeah, and to order through very convenient, like that really bugs me. That
this is a job for Rich Hansen to spin that somehow. That Pizza Hut is charging people to help them out of hostage situations.
Yeah. And give me back my son.
That'll be an Onion article tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's good.
There's tech rumors that the Xbox One will have DVR functionality by the end of the year, if anyone cares.
Ooh. Oh. Wait.
And it's also...
There's tech rumors that the Xbox One will have a 15-year-old technology built into it, finally?
It's interesting, because it makes it more of a center for your what's the fucking word? I almost said library, but you know what I mean.
And less living of a room. Video game system.
Well, it's just as much
Shut
as
up.
A video game system.
PC Master Race.
Yeah, what is it? No,
exactly
okay.
What's happening.
Let's stop right there, because I want to ask, because you just said that.
Yeah.
What does that mean, PC Master Race?
It's the PC people who are like, consoles are shit.
I know, yes. I know. But when they say PC Master Race, is that referencing? Is
Nazis.
I don't know.
They're referencing Nazis.
But would Nazis ever say white people Master Race?
No, it doesn't.
Like, what is that?
I have no idea. Somebody started it.
Didn't Hitler have a thing about, like, the white Master Race or something like that?
Or was it just, I have no idea.
I don't know, but,
Aryan Master... there's no Master Race thing in there? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I think that was the implication I got from it. But
they're just taking out all the grammar and just making, like stacks words. Of words and like that's
and
a meme now.
That's what language is, Tom. It evolves constantly based on how it's used. So you're screwed.
Oh shit.
Left and behind in the dist.
Anyway.
So DVR functionality. Well, and there's also the digital over the air stuff that you can plug in a digital TV tuner to your Xbox and get digital TV through there and actually stream it from your Xbox to any phone while someone's playing video games or something. Phone, tablet, computer, whatever. It's interesting. There's just lots of interesting features.
That's weird.
I really enjoy the Xbox as an entertainment thing. I use it all the time for like just watching stuff. I leave it on all day.
I can see that.
Sometimes I don't play any games and I just still use it all day.
Yep.
Yeah. See, it's weird. Like, so you can basically stream your TV to your tablet through your Xbox.
Yeah.
But for the most part, aren't most TV services having this thing where you can just stream them on your tablet anyway? Without the Xbox?
Yeah, that's coming around now. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like...
Comcast is doing that.
I think one thing that's really annoying me about every technological advancement and everything turning into smart stuff is that there are 18 different devices that all do the same thing now.
Yeah, in different ways.
It's like, so I can watch Netflix on my TV from my phone, or I can watch it on my TV because it's a smart TV, or I could watch it on the DVD player because it has apps built into it. Or I can plug a laptop into it. And it's like, I literally have 17 different ways to watch Netflix on my phone, and none of them actually work all that well.
Yeah, it all comes down to convenience for me. That's why I use my Xbox, because it's already plugged in and
exactly
easy to use interface.
Yeah.
But yeah, like right now, there's also all the Chromecast and the Fire Stick and Apple TV and Roku and it's like okay, one of these be good so I don't have and one of these be good and do all of the things.
And there's the Sling Box, so they're trying to do a la carte TV kind of, and Verizon's trying to do that, and they're starting to get sued by ESPN. It's interesting because people don't want to buy cable packages. I'm getting going on a rant.
How are they getting sued by ESPN?
Because they have contracts and they can't. They have contracts with the networks to bundle their service, their channels in with packages so that people buy them and pay for them. Otherwise, people wouldn't pay for them and watch them. Well, unless they wanted to. They don't want to break things up so you pay for the channels you want, because then they wouldn't make as much money.
Yeah. It's going to be fun to watch cable companies scramble to plug the sinking ship.
Yeah. It's great. It is really great.
It's kind of like how much fun I had watching Blockbuster slowly choke to death.
Oh, yeah.
Blockbuster, and like now the cable companies are dying, and I'm just like watching.
Also, net neutrality, that whole thing, because they put that through, and they're also trying to sue. And I was just reading something about how the chairman's like, you should probably stop arguing about net neutrality and start competing with each other. like actually building each other's territory, because there's no competition.
Companies dying when they have all these like
they're not
different shows going on.
Well, that's
nobody watches TV and everybody steals it because TV is too fucking expensive.
No, I mean like I know they have like Netflix, Hulu, and like different like stuff like that, but like straight cable TV, there's like all these like completely like shitty shows that people are like always hooked on. You know, like Wife Swap and like all these like bullshit, like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, like all this like kind of like bullshit that like people are like drawn to.
Anything on ABC.
People love terrible shit.
What I'm saying. That's what keeps these cable companies going.
And that's why we have more superhero movies. Oh, hey, shit! Yeah,
I'm just saying, like,
went
Netflix...
Daredevil's awesome.
Those are unrelated.
Like, Netflix doesn't have, like, Comedy Central, like, TBS, like, Adult Swim, like, Cartoon Network. They
Hulu
don't have that.
Comedy
like,
Central.
They have the cartoon shows, but they don't have it, like... constantly, like they have like limited amounts of those shows, you know, like they don't have like the new episodes that are
they have to pay
that's,
for
that's
it.
What Hulu does.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, Hulu's $8 a month, same price, and they basically have up to date everything.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not really worth it, I find, but now like, and then you want to catch
that's
up.
That's what
on
I was always thinking. Yeah. If you have Netflix and Hulu and HBO,
you're pretty much I have so much stuff I want to watch that I. Between those three, I'm just like, okay, I can't keep up.
Yeah.
You know.
Back to the whole Xbox One thing we were talking about. You mentioned Chromecast. Their Xbox One's actually getting Miracast support, which is all Chromecast is, really.
Yeah.
Except it's like a limited, neutered version. So, like, you could hypothetically stream any phone, computer, or tablet to your Xbox, through your Xbox to your TV. So, like, you don't have to plug it in. You can have it anywhere in your house and stream video to your TV. Yeah.
Technology.
Yeah.
It's hooray. Cool. Where is Nick dead?
He's probably dead. So. And also, I'm hungry.
I'm hungry too.
We could kill two birds with one stone.
It's so
and eat
fucking
Nick.
A time.
Now that's smart thinking.
Yeah.
Actually, how long have we been going?
Too long.
We could wrap this up now and just
wrap it.
Call it good. And
what's only 53 minutes?
Oh, right? No. Well, exactly. On the law of averages, we're averaging out to an hour a podcast.
The first 20 minutes were pretty bullshit.
Yeah, they were.
The whole
you should
thing
probably
was
cut out
bullshit.
All of it. Yeah, the whole thing was pretty bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it kind
no.
of...
No. We had a conversation, but I don't think it was like, oh my God, that was great.
What a great 20th episode.
Yes,
slam bang.
It's the best 20th episode.
We'll
we should have
easy.
Mike do a song.
We should probably have Mike do a song to cap off the podcast.
We had Mike do a wonderful song last time.
Somebody get
a
guitar. Where's Nick? We need Mike
hit.
And Nick. Let's do this shit.
Nicholas and Michaelis. That was my
grab
joke
your
about
guitars. It's
jokes.
Song time.
It's time for...
Oh my God, there's dogs and booze everywhere.
Dogs and booze.
Booze and booze.
Dogs and booze.
All right, we need some stuff.
Like calzones?
I like calzones. Where's Mike? Where's Nick? Nick's there.
We haven't done Euros in a
while. We're
going
to mic that shit up. We haven't done Heroes in a while. That's true. Awkward silence while Ooh. We set up a guitar and figure out where the fuck Mike went. Because we don't know where he went. He just left the room
Michael.
Again. Because he's probably had a whole 12th of Jim Beam.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's not a thing, Brian.
It's a 12th.
Isn't
it's
that like what I said?
Yeah, it is.
That was my 12th.
It was a callback to an earlier episode, Dick Timney.
Yeah, Nick.
Nick, do me a favor. Put that microphone in front of your guitar so we can hear your beautiful music.
Not before I tune it.
Oh, fine. Yeah, we can still hear it. Just because it's the mic's not on it doesn't mean it's not actually hearing it.
Hmm.
Where the fuck is Mike?
He always does this.
Mike Dre!
Man.
Do your Applebee's commercial.
Apple Bams! Eating God in the Nubba Hub! We need more jingles and terrible slogans that I can just
yeah,
ruin.
Let's make up a jingle. Brian, come up with a jingle for a diaper soiling company. They poop your diapers for you. So you don't have to make your baby do it.
I can't do it.
Wrap one of these around your angel and you won't need to... Oh, shit. Yeah, I can't do it either.
Oh, you fucked up.
I had a good jingle. I just didn't have the words.
We'll come and squeeze your baby.
We'll squeeze that poop right out of your baby.
Yeah. Okay, now, Joe, I'm going to give you another one. This one is a company that sells used feathers from inside of pillows.
I'm not good at this stuff.
See, why did you jump in? Don't throw your hat in the ring if you got nothing.
Brian didn't do anything either.
I don't want to do anything.
Everybody's shitty at writing jingles but me. I'm the genius here.
I've written a few nice jingles myself.
Well,
so.
Why don't you step up? Reusing...
No, because I'm trying to be courteous on this one and not speak too much.
You're being invited. You stepped up. Okay, recycling pillow feathers. Write a jingle.
Don't let those old feathers go to waste. We'll put those new feathers in your face.
I like it.
Mike, I think it's song time.
Yeah, it's Mike. Song time. Take us away, please.
Nope.
I got allergies. That's what I'll tell you.
The allergies are going to make it better.
Mom, it's going to make it sound more
Mike's got
angsty.
A song of steel.
Song
of
Mike.
Steel.
Got nothing.
He's lying.
Stale muffin. Got nothing today. Today. Poppy seed muffin in my face. Got nothing that I could trace. Blowing into napkins all day today. Today. Strumming on my 8th string. That's actually a 6th string. SpaghettiOs all around my neck and my chin.
You gotta pull through it. Pick up. Keep going. It's like falling back asleep into an erotic dream when you wake up.
Got plain spaghetti. Got a 1/2 pound of meat. Turn it into meat sauce, baby. You can't defeat this deliciousness. Get everything out of your fridge. Put it between 2 pieces of bread. Got a slice of salami. Got a piece of Swiss cheese. Get some Dijon.
Fuck, man. Why does it always come around to what food you have lying around?
Like
the last one,
like you gotta like get like lying around.
Yeah,
food.
The last one you had, like I got a turkey in the oven, I got a ham on the stove.
Like this song is called "The Leftover," the leftover
delight,
leftover express.
Nah, like leftover
lullaby.
You were the leftover lullaby.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yes.
You were playing on your guitar, and then you had SpaghettiOs around your neck.
Shit.
Where did the SpaghettiOs come from?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I had soup last night. And, like, we were in ShopRite, and, like, I saw SpaghettiOs. I was like, fuck, man, that's disgusting. we got to think of something, like, later on. too fucked right now. I'm gonna be honest.
You're fucked, Dreyer.
Play another song, but like this time, limit the food stuff and just go from no food.
Describe what other body parts are made out of other materials.
That
in your body
is like straight spaghetti.
He said no food.
No,
non-food
Mike's,
materials.
Mike's done.
Like some sort of creature.
We've got two knocked out dogs.
I know.
Wait, let's make a. Let's see if we can throw a topic for a song at him. It's about
the dogs. Just sing about these dogs.
Sing about the dogs.
Yeah, come on.
Dogs are good friends.
Okay.
Oh yeah, it's gonna get a little jazzy.
In the outfield towards the white chairs, I'll pick it up and I'll come back to you and stare right in your eyes. Throw that pink ring into the outfield. It's not that much fun, but I like to feel. It's the least exciting thing that I have in my life. My life. The dust clouds appear upon me, digging up all of the leaves around me. Shit, man. I don't know.
Keep going.
Her tail is wagging.
I'm trying to think of their like really shitty toys that they think are amazing, and that
the Kong, it's the Kong ball and the frisbee and the
tennis
the,
balls,
the ring and the tennis balls.
I was waiting for you to slip back into food. Just describe what food you had.
Yeah, that's all I got. I got food. That's it.
Describe. Yeah, we could do a song about. Just keep doing more food, man. Speaking of food, let's go get food. Let's just go get some fucking food. You want to do some food? Let's go get food.
We have like.
I'm shooting blanks.
You're always like. Oh shit! It's 9:30.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hey. I hope they don't close at 9. That'd be bad. If not, we could find food somewhere else.
Applebee's.
Hanger.
Fucking Mike. Always want to go to the hanger. Hey, so let's say goodbye to this
Applebee's
podcast
really?
Before we lose everybody.
Gone.
Quick, yeah. Joe, get on the mic and say goodbye.
Why was we say hello? We say goodbye.
We have to say goodbye.
Say goodbye. Hello, neighbor. When you say hello and I say goodbye.
So
everybody has to do a singing outro.
Okay.
What?
Subscribe to the podcast. At podcast.lichkingmetal.com.
Yeah.
Contribute at patreon.com/lichkingmetal. Right?
Yeah.
You have to sing it, Joe.
A little slower.
That's terrible singing.
Like more dragging on each chord.
Whoa.
I guess we're singing the outro.
Aw, oh, shit.
This is my goodbye for this podcast. I'm telling to ya, getting a wad of fried chicken.
No, we're not.
Subscribe at podcastmoss.com. I don't know the words. How does this go?
There's no words. You're making it up.
You wrote it down.
No, it's
he wrote it down.
I wrote it
he
down.
He wrote it down.
The website is podcast.lichkingmetal.com. You fucking
you
asshole.
That's the one.
Way to fuck it up.
Yeah.
You fucking asshole.
Always.
Bread, my lich. Egg batter, my king. This is the Lich King podcast, and we're getting fried onion rings.
No, we're not.
Battered in chicken rings.
No, we're not. What the fuck are chicken rings?
The butthole of a chicken.
that's our podcast. We are done.
Yay.
Thank you, everybody. As
that
we
was
sung,
some bullshit.
As we saw.
Yeah.
Podcast.lichkingmetal.com to subscribe. And patreon.com/podcastmosh if you want to throw us money for listening to this. Thank you. Good night.
Lich King out.
Bye.
Bullshit. We're Lich King, and this has been Podcast Mosh, and you've been listening to Podcast Mosh. Good night, everyone.